the snowflakes fall as winter calls, and time just seems to fly.
Folks, that was one of my all-time favorite singers, Mr. Johnny Horton, leading us into this segment. And this segment is brought to us by AGM Global Vision, maker of the Rattler and the Adder thermal scopes that I use, Kubi's Wild Game Processing, and Kubi's Restaurant in Dallas, and Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, friends, it is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and we have a little time in today's show for me to visit with you, and that's just what I'm going to do. You know, I wrote a newspaper column. It was in the newspapers week before last, I think. And coming up with a topic every week is sometimes challenging, especially when you might not be out fishing or hunting that previous week, you know. But it was about the aging sportsman, or I guess sports lady for that matter. As you get older, you have to make some changes, and that's what I wrote about. And a good case in point, I think, is the way old Luke has been hunting hogs. Or this last night, I hunted hogs for the first time in my life out of the back of my pickup. Can you believe that? Now, 10 years ago, when I was riding horseback with Damon Hodges and Wade Cobb on a 45,000-acre Broseco ranch running hogs with dogs with these guys, I probably never would have thought I'd be hunting hogs out of the back of a truck. Now, so as you get older, you know, nature's going to take its course. You're going to slow down whether you want to or not. Now, I'm 74, and I wrote this for people, you know, above the age of 65 or whatever. It seems like age is what people are limited to do as changes from person to person, but by age mid-70s, you're going to be slowing down. And, folks, you're going to be – some of you guys are going to be 30 years old listening to this. Some of you might be 80. If you're younger, trust me, file this away in your memory banks. You're going to slow down as an outdoorsman. So I figured out, well, why not put a comfortable swivel chair in the back of my pickup, back that thing into an area that's overlooking a corn feeder or a field that hogs are feeding in, put a bucket of water in there to help clean up the back strap and all when you butcher the hog, have some lights in there with you. In other words, don't pack back in there about a half a mile and hunt over a feeder way back in the woods at night where you're going to have to spend half the night getting your pork out. Now, the question was, can I still do this? Oh, yeah, I could. I could pack back in the woods and shoot a hog like I used to do at 10:30 at night and be up till about 1:30 and getting, because I like to take care of the pork. That's why one of the reasons I hunt hogs, to help the farmers for sure, but to put some pork on that barbecue pit. So I could still do it, but I'll trust me, I would pay the price. I'd be sore for 3 or 4 days and grouchy probably the next day because I didn't get any sleep. So I don't do that anymore. So I devised this plan. Set your corn feeder up or find out where you're going to hunt hogs. Have your truck rigged with everything you need. And that includes a comfortable swiveled, like a desk type chair, you know, office chair. I've got one. Put that in the back, and I hunt with the AGM Global Vision, you know, the Adder on my little 223. It's a thermal scope. I've got a Rattler, too, that I use for night hunting. And I've got a little spotter, you know, Taipan it's called, a little AGM Global Taipan. So there I am. My buddy called, and he says he's got a clover field out there, a lot of clover growing right now. And the hogs, the previous two nights, the hogs had been wearing that clover out. He said, Luke, I saw 40 or 50 hogs, pigs, some of them, sows, boars, big boars, little boars, you name it. So that got me fired up. I've been wanting to try my new method. I've been setting up for this new hunt out of the back of your truck method for a couple of weeks. I've got a feeder that's on the edge of the woods and in about 60-70 yards away, a place to park my truck. Of course, at night, the only thing the hogs are going to do is smell. They're not going to be seeing you out there with that thermal. So that's the way I'm going to be doing some hog hunting. But it was peaceful. Guess what? The hogs did not show up. I sat out there till, there again, don't want to lose a lot of sleep and be grouchy the next day. I stayed till 9:30, and it's only a mile from my house. I decided, I sat out there and Oh, heard the owls. I did video three turkey gobblers coming out that they were going to their roost, but they took time to display and gobble for me. Got some really good turkey video there. The old owl started hooting after dark and the coyotes howling back in the distance. Heard a rifle shot, two or three, way off, maybe half a mile away. Somebody connected with a hog or two. But that's what you want to think about. And, think about doing things easier as you get older. After all, hunting is supposed to be a fun endeavor. Now, granted, there was a time when it was a must to put meat on the table, and I still look at it like that. When I'm hunting hogs or deer, I enjoy the hunt to no end, but my ultimate goal is to put some steaks in the freezer, some roast or whatever. So, but as you get a little bit older, I never dreamed that it would be as much fun as it is sitting in a comfortable chair in the back of my four-wheel drive GMC pickup watching a clover field at night. I'd always wanted to go to the next over the next hill and see what's there. My friend Larry Wysoon has mentioned this many times. Larry's a little year or two older than me, but mid-70s, He's told me, he said, I'm not sure I'm not a better hunter now than I was when I was 30 years old or 40, because now I slow down and I absorb what's going on around me. I observe things where when I was a younger guy, I was always wondering what's on the other side of that hill, or, I wanted to get somewhere else and see something I hadn't seen. So that's a good case in point. Another thing, fishermen, people think about, fishermen being real, real easy sport. It is. But I've noticed the way I enjoy fishing has changed a whole bunch. I fish a lot of stock ponds, maybe 3 acres, 5 acres, some of them 20 acres, got a lot of friends that have places that, and they allow me to fish. I've got a little John boat rigged up. I don't get out there now without one of these inflatable life vests. Whether I'm with someone or by myself, I think what I'm getting at, I think safety more than I used to, way more. So if you're a fisherman, now, do I want to get out there at daylight anymore and fish till 4 that afternoon? I don't. That would wear me out. I could do it. Yeah, that's like the hog hunting. Could I pack back in the woods? I can still do it, but I don't want to do it. I want to fish for fun, and I want to enjoy it. So my plan, when I go fishing, I'm up real early anyway. I'm out there right after daylight, and I'll fish till about 10:30. By then, I've had, 3 or 4 hours of fishing in, and then you've got to load your boat. Think about that. More energy to expel there. You got to do more work. Fishing's fun, but it's work. You got to load your boat, and when you get back home or back to the dock, you got to clean your fish. If you're like me, again, I fish for sport, but I also like to eat fish, all kind of fish. So that's part of what I have to do. So conserving your energy, think about that. Now, when I was 40, 50, 60 for that matter, I didn't worry about it. Somebody said, let's fish till sun up to sundown. Yeah, let's go get them. I'd be tired, but now, I want to tell you, at age 74, if you kept me out on the water from sun up to sundown, I'd be there, and I'd probably have a good time, but the next day, I'd be semi-comatose. Folks, I hope you've enjoyed listening to me ramble. I want to thank Larry Wysoon, 16 and a half years, that's some kind of record for radio. I know it is for outdoor radio. Larry has been with me on every show. I don't think we've missed one, even when he was in Kyrgyzstan or wherever, all over the world. By radio, he got with me and we recorded. Mr. Bill Dance. You can't listen to Bill long without learning something about fishing. Bill is, I think, the world of him, and we've recorded hours together. Talking and just listening to some of the stuff he talks about is just as pertinent today as that archive segment that you heard from, we recorded years ago. And Mr. Paul Moore is a new friend of mine, Vineyard Max, deer attractants. They make some awesome feeders, fish feeders, deer feed, game feeders, And the attractant they make is called Vineyard Max out of grape skins, hammer milled. They're dried and hammer milled, and other grains are mixed with them. This stuff, I've used it out in West Texas with Larry. We did. We filmed a segment of Sportsman's Life where I shot a doe over that stuff. Kind of weird. The bucks were dominating the feeders. You could not find a doe at a feeder. This was back in January. So we baited areas out with Vineyard Max and brought them in and set up on those. And the fragrance, the aroma from that grape brought those deer in. Folks, we're out of time. Thank you so much for listening today. Do remember catfishradio.org. You can go there and find our show, our Sportsman's Life, our TV show, and a whole lot of other stuff. Be safe this week, and I'll join you right back here next week at the same time. Folks, that about wraps our show up for this week. I've enjoyed being with you, and I hope you had a good time, too. This segment was made possible by AGM Global Vision, maker of the Rattler and the Adder, two awesome thermal scopes that I use for all my night hunting. Check out AGM, all the products that they have there online, agmglobalvision.com. And folks, we're also brought to you by the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in southeast Oklahoma, located about, 45 minutes west of Hugo, Oklahoma, owned by the Choctaw Nation. It's about 45,000 acres of awesome mountain, country, hills, valleys, loaded with game, lots of eastern turkey, and they do eastern turkey hunts if you're looking for a spot to hunt turkey in the spring. Also, I want to remind you about the Seneca 50 caliber Dragon Claw that shoots bullets and pellets. And by pellets, I'm talking about 210 grain chunks of lead. It's a big bore air gun that I use. Check out the Seneca Dragon Claw there at pyramidair.com.